discussing last week, the makor for the mitzvah of mezuzah is twice in the Torah, once in the parsha of Shema V'Ahavta, and once in the parsha of Ahayim Shema, where it says very clearly, Uchsavtam al mezuzos ve'secho v'sharecha. That you have to write them, you have to write what? You have to write the parshios in which that pasuk appears, the parsha of Shema V'Ahavta, and the parsha of Ahayim Shema on mezuzos ve'secho, on the doorposts of your house and of your gates. So we explain that the Gemara itself, surprisingly, but not so surprisingly actually, the Gemara itself wants to know, how come you don't actually have to write the mezuzah, the parshios, on the doorpost? That's what it says, uchsavetam al mezuzos beisavetam. That's actually the pashat pshat in the psukim. So we explain that based on the Gemara, based on the Chazon Ish, that sof kol sof, we know, and the Gemara darshans, it says uchsavetam. This is not the only place in the Torah where the Gemara darshans the word uchsavetam ulekachtam, that it says ulekach. You have to take the dalad minim lekicha tam. It has to be a complete taking. What does it mean, a complete taking of the dalad minim? It means you can't just take the esrog, you can't just take the lulav. As a matter of fact, many rishonim say you can't take them one after the other. You have to take them together. It's actually not necessarily how we paskin, but that's certainly the best way to do it. But lekicha tam means you have to take all of them. You can't only take three out of four, and maybe you even have to take them in your hand together. Lekicha tam. So the Gemara darshans, it has to be uchsav tam, it has to be a ksiva tam, it has to be a complete writing. It's not exactly clear what a complete writing is. The Gemara assumes a complete writing can't happen on the doorpost. Why not? The Mordechai asks, why can't it happen on the doorpost? If you have a rocky or a doorpost made out of stone, okay, it's not going to be a nice writing. It's not going to be a pure writing. But if you have a smooth piece of wood as your doorpost, why shouldn't you be able to write the mezuzah on your doorpost? So the Chazon Ish explains the Gemara, says, Chsavatam, Ksivatam means you have to write the whole mezuzah, both parshios, at the same time in one shot on the doorpost. To write the whole thing in one shot. So how many letters? How many letters are there in Shema and V'Yohavta and V'Hoyim Shema? You know how many letters there are in Shema, V'Yohavta, V'Mishmo, and V'Yomer. That you know, right? So how many are there in Shema, V'Yohavta, and V'Hoyim Shema? I don't know, 200, whatever. So how are you going to get 200 sofer? Everybody's going to write a letter at the same time? Well, one, two, three, it's ridiculous. Obviously, that can't happen. Chazon Ish explains, Sivatama means you have to write the whole thing in one shot. How do you write the whole thing in one shot on the door? The answer is you put it in a cloth, and you put the cloth on the doorpost. That's writing, that's in a sense, writing it on the doorpost. That's how you know that you have to write it on a cloth. You have to write it on a piece of, how do you know it's a cloth? It's actually not a cloth, it's called a dechsustus, we'll get into that. You have to write it on what we call a cloth, and then put it on the mezuzos beisecha. So that's the mitzvah of mezuzah. We also were discussing who has to put up the mezuzah. Who puts up the mezuzah? What do you mean? The balabas puts up the mezuzah. Whoever owns the house puts up the mezuzah. Chsavtam al mezuzos beisecha, on your house. Let's say it's a rented house, we'll get to that also in a week or two. But basically, the person who owns the house usually is the one who puts up the mezuzah. Or, he can send the shliach. Generally speaking, many mitzvahs, you can send the shliach. Unless it's what we call a mitzvah shebegufo. Tefillin, you can't send the shliach to do the mitzvah. That's something that has to happen on your body. But the mezuzah, you can send the shliach to do it for you. Let's say he's not a shliach. Let's say it's a non-Jew. Let's say your workers are putting up the door. They're putting up the door now. So, or they're painting the house, they take off the mezuzah, and you just tell them, listen, when you finish the paint job, just put the mezuzahs back up. Can you do that to me? I said, sure, no problem. Look, you see the shin? That's on the bottom, the three prongs on top, right? Make sure it fits like that. Nope, we have no problem, we can do that for you. So we discussed that that's actually a machlokas, the Ran and the Ritva, whether a goy can put up a mezuzah for you. What is that based on? How do we know? The Ran and the Ritva, the Ran and the Ritva don't say that clearly. So where do the Ran and the Ritva say that? So we mentioned the Ran and the Ritva argue on the Nusach HaBracha. Whether we say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Asher Kiddushar Mitzvos HaVitzivanu Likboa Mezuzah or Al Kvias Mezuzah, is it Likboa or Al Kvias? What's the difference? It's Likboa Al Kvias. And we explain, no, the Nusach HaBracha is very important to understand the nature, the Mahus, the Yisod of the Mitzvah itself. When you make a Bracha Lid, that usually means that the obligation is on the person to do the Mitzvah. When the Nusach HaBracha is Al, it's not so much the obligation to do the Mitzvah, it's more an obligation to make sure the Mitzvah gets done. It doesn't really matter who does it. You do it, you can get someone else to do it, you can get a Goy to do it. As long as the Mitzvah gets done, it doesn't really matter who and how it gets done. As long as you're sort of responsible, if you were involved in making it happen, even if you yourself or you didn't send a shliach, even if it's not a Jew, theoretically that would be okay as well. So that's what we said, that the Ritva, based on his explanation, based on his approach that the Nusach HaBracha is Al Kviyas Mezuzah. It's not the way we hold. We have the Nusach HaBracha Likbo Mezuzah. Based on the, if you had the Nusach HaBracha Al Kviyas Mezuzah, then maybe a guy would be appropriate, it would be possible as well. If you take a look at the fourth Maramakam on the second page on the bottom, you see that the Achronim themselves, the Rishonim, don't really discuss it so clearly. The Achronim discuss, can a guy put up a mezuzah? The Marashag, Rav Shimon Greenfield from the last door, writes as follows: Od ani mistapek, on the last page, on the second page, on the last Maramakam, Od ani mistapek im goy kava mezuzah bebeis shel Yisrael, im ha mezuzah kshera. And he writes very interesting. You would think that you would find this in Shulchan Aruch. Doesn't appear in Shulchan Aruch. Mishum delo mitzasi mevor bezeh b'Shulchan Aruch hadin. Shulchan Aruch sort of, it's surprising. Shulchan leaves that out. Maybe it's because it's obvious to the Shulchan Aruch that it can't work. Or maybe it's because it's obvious to the Shulchan Aruch that it can work. You would think the Shulchan Aruch could write it. He doesn't write it. So the Marashag says, well, maybe it doesn't work. Maybe it doesn't work. Why should it not work? Why would you say it wouldn't work? So there is a halacha that will go off a little bit on a tangent now, and we'll get back to it. The halacha called Tasa V'lo Min Ha'asur. What does Tasa V'lo Min Ha'asur mean? Tasa V'lo Min Ha'asur means, it says in the Pasuk, Chag HaSukkah is Tasa L'Choshim. You have to make a sukkah. Build a sukkah. So Chag HaSukkah Tasa means you have to make it that when you put on the ikkar part of the sukkah, which is the schach, at that point the sukkah is kosher. You can't put the schach on in such a way that it's not kosher, and then do something else to make it kosher. For example, imagine if you had a big, you ever go to a farm, you have these big, gigantic bales of hay. I mean, it could be 10 feet tall, these huge bales of it. Hay is perfectly kosher for schach, right? So imagine you do the following. You go into the hay, and you just dig yourself out. Actually, it could be something fun for the kids, right? You go up to the hay, and they have these corn mazes, something somewhat similar. You're digging yourself out a 7x7 tefach place where you can sit. Kids are playing, and you dig yourself out a hole. You can dig yourself out a whole space where you can sit in the bale of hay. So now, what happens? You dig yourself out this space. You have three walls on the side, right? Because even three walls and maybe even two little things on the side, and schach on top. Schach on top. So when the schach on top was put there, it wasn't kosher schach. Why was it not kosher schach? Because the only way it could be kosher schach if it has some space on the inside. It has to be protecting something. But since there was no space, so that's not called putting the schach on kosher. So now you did something else, and then memela. Memela means it didn't happen because of your action. It happened because of something else that you did, and now you have schach. It happens to be that you have schach. I didn't do it. It happened on its own. I did something else to make it happen. Rav Shechter was telling us that that he was in Eretz Yisrael, and the Shaila came that there was enormous amount of wind, and there was apartment buildings where the people would have schach that was flying off the fourth floor, right? And schach was flying all over the place. So someone's schach whose sukkah was on the second floor deck flew off, it's gone. And the guy's schach from the fourth floor flew off onto the sukkah that was on the second floor. So now the guy on the second floor wants to know, is my sukkah kosher? So that's really tasa v'lomen. You really didn't do anything. That's tasa v'lomen also. It means you have to make the sukkah. If it happens by the wind flying on, that's for sure not okay. That's for sure not okay. So these are that. So by mezuzah, surprisingly, there's also the halacha of tasa v'lomen also. What do I say surprisingly? What do you think that's surprising? Let me give you an example. They put up a door. So sometimes they actually make the whole frame of the door first, right? You make that separately. And then you come to the house and you put it right in, right? So imagine you made it separately, it's lying on the floor, it's lying on your front lawn, and they're building it, they have it, it's all ready to go. You put the mezuzah up then, while it's on the floor. So at that point, it's not kosher, because it's not yet a doorpost, not yet part of your house. It's on the floor in your front lawn, facing down, right? You put up the mezuzah then, and then you go and you put up the door with the mezuzah. That's a problem. Tasa v'lomanosa. You have to put the mezuzah up. When you put it up, it's kosher now. Not when you put it up, it's not kosher. And then later you do something to the door, and then it becomes kosher memela. That's not allowed. By the way, why do I say that's surprising? It's surprising that that halacha applies to mezuzah. The reason why it's surprising, the mefarshim themselves are surprised that such halacha applies to mezuzah. The Gemara says clearly that such halacha applies. But why does it apply? By the way, the shaila comes up also. The halacha is that if someone rents a house, he doesn't put up a mezuzah until after he's living there for 30 days. Some say you're not allowed to put up the mezuzah the first 30 days. You're not even supposed to put up the mezuzah the first 30 days. Others disagree. Nowadays, the halacha may change. We'll get into the details. I don't want to discuss the details of that halacha right now. I just want to point out one interesting thing, that according to the approach, or certainly back then, you cannot put up the mezuzah first until after 30 days. Let's say you put up the mezuzah on the 24th day. See, it's not really kosher now. You have to wait till after the 30 days. And then after the 30 days, now you have to put up the mezuzah. It's already up. So when you put it up, it wasn't kosher. And then it happened, it became kosher almost by itself. Maybe that's the problem of Tasav Laman also. The reason why I said that's surprising is because the only places that we would expect to find this halacha is where the Torah says Taseh. It says, V'asulahem tzitzis. Oh, you have to make tzitzis. Tasav Laman also. You can't tie. You can't put one very, very long string. Loop it over. Put it through the hole in your tzitzis, and then afterwards cut them so that it becomes aged. That's problematic. Why? Because when I put it in, it was not kosher. So when I made the knot, it wasn't kosher. Then only later I do something to make it kosher. Tasev lomanosi. Sukkah. It says tasev. Tasev lomanosi. Mezuzah doesn't say tasev. So how where did Chazal even know that you can use the halacha of Tasev Laman Asoy on a mitzvah where it doesn't say the word Tasev? That the Achronim they work on that. It's not exactly so clear. Let's come back to our issue. We're discussing, can a guy put it up? Can a guy put it up? So that depends on whether you say the bracha li or whether you say the bracha al. So we're suggesting now that maybe you could say as follows: since mezuzah has this halacha of Tasev Laman Asoy, even though we're surprised that it has it, it means there really has to be a maisa from the person who owns the house. You have to make it. It's not enough to just send someone who's not chayiv in the mitzvah. Why? Because maybe there's a svar to say as follows: if there's such a requirement of tasa that you have to make it, maybe there's also a requirement, and there may be some sources that imply this, that when you make the mezuzah, you have to put it up l'shem mitzvah mezuzah. Huh? That's a good question. I don't think there'd be Tasev Laman also there. There's no mitzvah. You have to make sure that it's up. That's very. I don't think there is such a halacha, but you think that there should be. You should say it there. It's a good question. I would think not. Absolutely not. It definitely would be okay. But the question is why? Tasev Laman also. Very, very interesting. Fascinating question, but I think the halach is clear that it wouldn't matter how you get that fence up. You certainly can hire. But anyway, if you hold there's a din taseh, then maybe there's a din lishma, and a goy perhaps cannot create lishma. A goy, by definition, since if you're not chayiv in the mitzvah, you can't create the lishma, you can't create the l'shem mitzvah that has to happen when you do the mitzvah. That's one possibility. Another possibility that we raise of why a goy maybe won't be able to do it is because we had that drasha where the Gemara says that there's a link between ksivas mezuzah and kshiras tefillin. A person who's not shayich in tefillin can't write the mezuzah. And writing the mezuzah, what is writing the mezuzah? Doesn't just mean, it means writing it on the doorpost. How do you write it on the doorpost? You write it on a cloth and you put it on the doorpost. It's interesting. It could be that, this is where the chazanish is, when you put that mezuzah on the doorpost, what you're really doing is you're writing the mezuzah on the doorpost. You're not just putting it up. It's not that the writing happened first, and then you're putting it up on the doorpost. No. The writing happened when you put it on the doorpost. There's no mitzvah to write a mezuzah. There's a mitzvah to write a mezuzah on the doorpost. How do you write a mezuzah on the doorpost? You write it on a cloth, and when you put it on the doorpost, that's called writing the mezuzah on the doorpost. If a guy who's not shayach and kshiras tefillin can't write the mezuzah, and maybe can't put up the mezuzah also. Possibly. Therefore, lamaisa, sof kol sof, we assume that a guy cannot put up a mezuzah. A person should do it himself. And if he can't do it himself, he should appoint a shliach. Let me just ask you one question before I move on. There is a shot. Take a look at your Mar Makomas for a moment. When should one put up a mezuzah? You take a look at the third page, number 5, fifth maramachim, Mishas HaBracha. When should one put up a mezuzah? When put up a mezuzah? You put up a mezuzah when you move into a house. You put up a mezuzah. So let's say you're building a new house. You're building a new house, and you're moving in 2 days. You're moving in. So you come to the house. You're getting things ready. I'm not moving in till 2 days from now. So should I put up the mezuzah now? Why not? Let's get a head start. Or should I put the mezuzah when I start to live in the house? Start to live in the house. So the Magen Avraham has a very surprising position where he writes as follows. The mitzvah, let's just understand, let's just think for a moment. What is the mitzvah of mezuzah? How would you describe the mitzvah of mezuzah? What's the mitzvah? To write and affix a mezuzah on the doorpost of your house. Do you have to live in the house in order to be chayiv in that mitzvah? I own a house. I don't live there. I rent it to someone. Who's responsible? I don't even rent it to someone. Right now, I have a house. It's mine. I'm not renting it. I'm not living there. I'm not there. Just, it's a house. I'm waiting. Maybe in 6 months I'll start renting it. Do I have to put up a mezuzah? You have these questions. These are all questions that are halacha lemaisa that come up. Azi Rapp just was asking me. I think it was one of his relatives moving out of the apartment in Manhattan, and he's going to own the apartment for a good 5-6 months. But he's not going to be there. He's not going to be there. He's not going to live there. He's not going to go there. They're sitting on it for a while to figure out what they want to do. So he has to take down the mezuzahs anyway because he took them down in order to check them. So you have to put them back up. Is the mitzvah of mezuzah to put up a mezuzah in the house that you live, or is the mitzvah of mezuzah to live in a house with a mezuzah? Is there a mitzvah to live in a house that has a mezuzah? Do you get a mitzvah when you live in your house that has a mezuzah? Is that a mitzvah? Let me ask you a question. You put up a mezuzah, you forget to make the bracha. Now the mezuzah, all your mezuzahs are up. Oh my gosh, I forgot that I have to make a bracha. So now I want to make a bracha. So the halacha is you put on tefillin, right? You put on tefillin, and I forgot to make the bracha. Or you put on tefillin early. Why do you put on tefillin early? Because I got to go to work early. They put on tefillin very early, before this man tefillin. Before this man tefillin, I can't make a bracha. So I'm not even supposed to put on tefillin at all. I'm not supposed to put on tefillin at night. Okay. Somehow you put on tefillin, it's 5:30 in the morning. Alos HaShachar is not till 5:45. Well, this man tefillin is not till 6 o'clock. So I put on tefillin 5:45. I don't make a bracha. It's before this man tefillin. So what happens at 6 o'clock? What do we do? We don't take off the tefillin. What do? We move around the tefillin. Yamashmesh v'yivarech. So, why? Because the wearing the tefillin itself, even if you already put it on, the wearing the tefillin itself is a mitzvah. So what's the mitzvah of mezuzah? Is it what we call a mitzvah nimsheches? That so long as the mezuzah is on your door, you are constantly being mekayim a mitzvah of mezuzah? Is that the mitzvah of mezuzah? Or is the mitzvah of mezuzah to live in a house that has a mezuzah? Or is the mitzvah of mezuzah to affix a mezuzah to a door that you live in? But not that it's a constant mitzvah. So this is a shali. You take a look. The Magen Avraham says as follows. The mitzvah of putting up a mezuzah is only when you live in the house. Only when you live in the house. And then he asks, so if that's true, why? As a matter of fact, the mitzvah is actually to live in the house in which there's a mezuzah. That's how the Magen Avraham learns. The mitzvah of mezuzah is to live in a house in which there's a mezuzah. So you have to put up in a mezuzah in order to live in the house that has a mezuzah. You hear how the Magen Avraham learns? The Magen Avraham says, if you are 2 days before you move into the house, don't put up a mezuzah then. You're not living, it's not the time for the mitzvah. So why did Chazal make the bracha likboa mezuzah? What bracha should have they made? What? Al mitzvah mezuzah, or he makes up a new bracha. Magen Avraham says, yeah, I know the bracha likboa mezuzah. The only reason you make that bracha is because, generally speaking, we put up the mezuzah when we live there, when we're already living there. But in a situation where you are not living there, so then you wouldn't put up a mezuzah yet. And he says as follows, you take a look at the Birka Yosef, very fascinating Magen Avraham, where he writes as follows. Writes as follows. When you live in the house, you put up the mezuzah. If you were to put up the mezuzah, if you were to put up the mezuzah before you came to live in the house, you would not make a bracha. The mitzvah of mezuzah is to live in a house which has a mezuzah. Therefore, if you're living in the house, you moved in, and now you say, okay guys, we got to, everybody together, we're going to do the mitzvah of mezuzah. Then you make the bracha, likba mezuzah. Why? Because you're making the bracha when you're already chayv in the mitzvah. But if you, the right time for you, it's good, you're not going to be able to do the to put up the mezuzah when you move in. It's going to be too crazy. So you put up the mezuzah 2 days before you move into the house. So what's the halacha? Magen Avraham says, don't make a bracha. You can't make a bracha until you live in the house. That's the mitzvah. So when you move into the house, that's when you make the bracha. Amazing? You're not even going to make the bracha when you put up the mezuzah. You make the bracha when you move into the house. Because according to the Magen Avraham, the mitzvah of mezuzah is living in the house. What bracha should you make? You can't make the bracha like bar mezuzah. So the Magen Avraham says, I'll tell you what bracha you should make. Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech haolam, asher kiddush shamayim v'arzenu, lador b'bayis shayesh bo mezuzah. So the Magen Yosef, well, he makes up his own, the Magen Avraham is making up his own bracha. You make up your, what's going to be next? Now you make up your own bracha today, you make up something else. We don't make new brachas that are not in the Shas and the Poskim. Magen Avraham says, you make a bracha, ladur b'bayish or yesh bo mezuzah. It's an incredible thing. Everybody disagrees. We don't hold like that. Everybody disagrees with Magen Avraham. Whether you make the bracha before you move into the house, you make the bracha after you live into the, move into the house, you make the bracha like bo mezuzah. Why? Because we disagree with the Magen Avraham in terms of understanding the nature of the mitzvah. Magen Avraham thinks the mitzvah is living in a house that has a mezuzah. We understand, and that's why we always say likboa, and you can put it up a day before you move into the house also. Why? Because the mitzvah is not living in a house that has a mezuzah. The mitzvah is putting up a mezuzah in a house in which you live. So if you're going to live in the house tomorrow, you can put up the mezuzah today and say likboa mezuzah. And if you move into the house, you also say likboa mezuzah, because the mitzvah is putting up a mezuzah. It's not living in a house that has a mezuzah. That's the machlokas, and the way we pass it is that the bracha is always likboa mezuzah, and you should do it soon before you move into the house. But if you did it a day or two before, it's not a problem. You can still make the bracha likboa mezuzah. That's the way we pass it. Now we have some thoughts, questions, ideas. Live doesn't mean necessarily live, sleep, and eat. That's not live. Live means do your things. Spend time there. So you would still possibly would have to put up a mezuzah in those places, because, again, ladur doesn't necessarily mean your whole life. Doesn't mean that. But whatever ladur means, it has to be, it's the dira, which is the mitzvah, not the kviyas, which is the mitzvah.
So, having said all that, should I, my house, but I'm moving out and I'm going to rent it for another year. Or I'm going to sell my house for another year. Am I permitted to take off my mezuzahs?
How, it's a good question, but how does it relate to what we were discussing? It's related to mezuzah, but I'm saying, how does it relate to this?
You were talking about when you put up a mezuzah.
Right.
You come to a house.
Oh, good, good. That's a good question. So now the question, if you're a renter coming in, that relates. Whether you can take it down, but it also relates, it's not exactly this question. But let me just answer the question anyway. And that is that you're not allowed to take down a mezuzah, because we have to allow for the possibility that this person won't put up a mezuzah. We have to make sure that he does a mitzvah. But if you have a $1,500 mezuzah, if you have the $500 mezuzahs up there, and you're not going to leave $500 mezuzahs, so you have every right to go and buy $35 mezuzahs and put them up, and you can take down the expensive mezuzahs. You don't have to leave the expensive cases also. You can buy the plastic cases, put them up. But the halacha is that we do leave it there for the person that is moving in, assuming it's someone that is going to respect them. If you're renting it to a non-Jew, of course, so if you're renting it even to a non-religious Jew who you think is not going to treat them properly, so then it's hard to imagine, but you can imagine such a thing. Or some other situation where it's going to be a bazillion to the mezuzah, then you do take it down. Now, let's say you move into a house that already had, the guy was nice, and you move into a house that already has a mezuzah. So the truth is, that relates and is exactly based on the issues that we were discussing. If the mitzvah is to put up a mezuzah, right, likba mezuzah, I have to put up the mezuzah. It's not living in a house that has a mezuzah. It's a mitzvah to put up a mezuzah. So what would be the halacha? I probably would have to take them down, and then I could put them back up with a bracha. But if the halacha is, I just have to make sure that there's a mezuzah. So when I move into a house, I make sure that there's a mezuzah. And if there wasn't a mezuzah, I put up my own mezuzah. Then maybe you don't have to make a bracha. Just leave them up and you're okay. I think that's the way we paskin. Then we assume you move into a house, you're a renter, right? With a bracha? With a bracha? Maybe take it down, you put it up. I'm not sure if you do it with a bracha because of this shaila. We have to understand, if the nature of the mitzvah is living in a house that has a mezuzah, I'm living in a house that has a mezuzah. What are you bothering me taking it down, putting it up? But if the mitzvah is, no, the mitzvah is to put up a mezuzah. So I didn't put up the mezuzah. So then, that's what the doctor's saying. Maybe you should take one down, and maybe you should even put it up with a bracha. We assume, you know, I don't think you have to take them down. You want to be machmi, you take one down, put it up, but you wouldn't make a bracha. It's, again, very much related to everything that we were discussing.
And one last question.
Yeah. It's a big chiddush. It's a big chiddush. I think they quote from the Vilna Gaon that the back of the mezuzah itself didn't even have any part. It didn't even have any covering. He wanted it directly on the door itself. We assume not like that. We assume not like that. We don't hold from that chumrah. Oh, so let's see. So it's obviously going to be related. That's why I set up this whole lumdus to be able to answer these questions. You take a look at your Mara Makamos on the third page. I mean, see the bottom of the page. Hisir ha-mezuzah levadkam, levadkam, v'chol zirvikovam. What's the halacha? If someone takes down a mezuzah, why would anybody ever take down the mezuzah? Usually there's one reason. Actually, there's usually two reasons. Construction, painting. That's one reason. Or checking them. So you're in the middle of a mitzvah, and you stop the mitzvah, and then you go back to the mitzvah. That's basically what we're saying. You're in the middle of a mitzvah, or you've done a mitzvah, you take away the mitzvah, and then you go back to the mitzvah. So, what's the halacha? So, everybody agrees, when you take down your mezuzahs, right, the moment you can, you have to put them back up. You can't paint, and then 3 days later, finish painting, and then it's dry, and then, you know, in 2 weeks, I'll put back up the mezuzahs. Right away, you have to put up a mezuzah, right? So, that's for sure. The question is, did you make a bracha? Should you make a bracha or not? Well, let's look at... The Gemara doesn't say clearly, but the Gemara does say clearly in other areas of halacha what the halacha would be. So for example, person is wearing tefillin. Takes off his tefillin, go to the bathroom. Does he have to make a new bracha when he comes back?
No.
No? Huh? Yeah, of course, he has absolute 100% intent to put back on his tefillin. Person has tefillin, people won't talk divrei chol with tefillin. Put down tefillin. You go. You have to go outside. You have to make a phone call. A business phone call. See, obviously, you'll take off your tefillin. You're not going to make a business phone call while you're tefillin. Or you want to go on your BlackBerry to look up an email. So you can't do that with your tefillin on. That's crazy, right? So you'll what's the code? So you'll take off your tefillin. Chas v'shalom. You have Hashem's name. And so you obviously not going to. So you take off your tefillin. And you go outside. And then you come back and you want to put back on your tefillin. Right? So, or someone wants to talk to you. You know, about something divrei chol. So you can't. No one talks divrei chol with tefillin. Of course, that's a big busha. It's a big avera. So you take off the tefillin and you put it back on. Right. So these are different examples of when one would possibly take off the tefillin. Right. So what's the halacha in such a case? Do you have to put him back on with a bracha? So the Gemara says as follows: You have your talus on. Your talus is on. You take it off. You go to the bathroom. You come back. You make a new bracha or not? No. Your talus is on and it slips off. Completely falls off to the ground. Falls off to the ground. You want to put it back on. You make a new bracha. The Gemara says yes. Clearly, the Gemara says yes. What's the difference between case A and case B? Case A, I knew I was taking it off to put it back on. Matter of fact, there's a big shaila. Even though we paskin lekula, there's a big shaila. Yom Kippur, right? You take off your talis. You go home. You go to sleep for an hour and a half. You come back. You make a new bracha or not? So even though there's a big diun, we assume you don't make a bracha. Your das is, even though you were in Never Neverland for an hour and a half, it's hard to say that's not called a hefsek. You come back, lemaisa, even though I find it a little bit difficult, but lemaisa, we assume that you don't make another bracha when you come back. Right? Why? Because you had das to put on. When your whole talus slips off, I didn't have that in mind. So I'm wearing talus, I'm doing the mitzvah of wearing a talus, of wearing tzitzis, and then the whole thing falls off. I put it back on. So then maybe I don't. Then maybe I have to make another bracha because I'm doing a mitzvah again, and I didn't have in mind that it would fall off. So therefore, if I make another bracha, look at what it says. Nowadays, by the way, we don't make another bracha if it falls off. Generally speaking, I don't know how anybody here passes, but if your talus fully falls off, we say when you put on your talus at the beginning of the morning, we say anything, whether it's on, it's off, I have in mind, even if it falls off, I have in mind that I'm going to put it back on. So then we assume that nowadays we're a little bit more maker with these brachas, you don't make a bracha. But lemaisa we see that if it falls off, then you would really me'ikar adin, since your das was not that, it would fall off, so you have to make another bracha. However, what if you take off your talus, you go to the bathroom, you come back, make a bracha or not? Yes. I'm sorry, no. Why? Because talus really, tzitzis you can wear in the bathroom. We don't wear a talus gadol in the bathroom because it's miyuchal, it's tefillah, but me'ikar adin, you could take a talus in the bathroom. We don't, but me'ikar adin, you really can. So therefore, that's not called a hefsek. It's not called a hard hefsek. And therefore, you don't have to make another bracha when you come back. Tefillin, on the other hand, you're not allowed to take in the bathroom. So if you go to the bathroom and come back and put back on your tefillin, then the halacha is that you have to make another bracha. That's the way Mishnah Berurah says very clearly. You go to the bathroom, you come back, you put your tefillin on, you have to make another two brachas, laniach and al mitzvahs tefillin. So we have to figure out, what's a hefsek? What's a real hefsek? Is this a hefsek to take down your tefillin, you take out your mezuzahs in order to put them back? I have in mind to put it back. So some say, one second, you have to take off your mezuzahs. Why? Because there's a chiyuv to check them. You have to take them off. So maybe you should make it a bracha because the halacha says you have to take it off. Maybe that's a hefsek. Or maybe it's not a hefsek because that's part of the mitzvah. Part of the mitzvah is taking them off, making sure they're kosher, putting them back. So maybe I don't have to make another bracha. So generally speaking, you take it off and you have in mind to put it back. Since in most of these cases you do, you don't have to make another bracha. You don't have to make another bracha. It's true the mitzvah is to put it up. I did put it up. I took it down with intent to put it back in a day, 2 days. I don't have to make another bracha. Why? Because my intent was that immediately when I can, I'm going to put it right back up. So that's the way the Maharshag writes as follows. He presents the question, the bottom of page 3. What am I? What did I say? Bottom of page 5? Page 3. Hisser ha mezuzah levadkam. If someone removes the mezuzah in order to check them, v'chozer v'kovim, so the Marshag writes, "Asher rotsu lekvah bepischei beisum mezuzos muhudarim shekabur yitzur rotsu lechazan shanim im sarach levarach beeshi yikvah chadoshim." Another interesting question. Person goes to Eretz Yisrael. He meets a sofer, right? He meets a sofer. Fantastic, beautiful. Is that correct? Yeah. He has fantastic, beautiful mezuzos. He buys new mezuzos. He comes back to his house in America. He wants to take down the old ones, put up the new ones. Says you have to make another bracha. So he says, generally we say no. Why? Well, I'm not even putting up the same mezuzahs. You're not putting up the same mezuzahs, but it's the same mitzvah. There's no new mitzvah about putting up a new mezuzah. It doesn't matter which mezuzah you put back up. If you take down the old ones with intent to put up a mezuzah, you're not taking it down with intent not to put it up. So that's not called the hefsek. It doesn't matter if you put up the old mezuzah, the new mezuzah, the halacha is that you would not have to make another bracha. That's the halacha. Huh? I don't think so. It's not a new mitzvah. I mean, if you were going to say Shechayan on the mezuzah, you'd say it when you bought it, not when you put it up. When a person buys a suit, he makes the bracha. Now, the halacha is that. The halacha is you make the bracha Shechayan when you buy the suit. The reason why we make the bracha when we wear it, because it's rare that you buy a suit that fits. Right? It's not Roy Levisha. I mean, it fits basically, but it doesn't really fit, it's going to fit. So you buy a suit, then you give it to the tailor. And then when you get it back from the tailor, now it's Raya Lelevisha. But if you were to buy something, let's say buy a shirt, a beautiful shirt, you don't make a Shechayana, it's not chashiv enough. If you're going to buy a beautiful new talis, it's Raya Lelevisha. You buy it when you buy it, not when you wear it. Okay, nowadays we do everything when we wear it just because it's a low plug. But really, Me'ikar Adin, you're supposed to make the bracha because the Ikar Simcha happens when, that's why it's so important. That's why we love shopping so much, because when the halacha recognizes the simcha that one gets when he or she buys something new, I don't think so. I don't get really so much simcha of spending. I don't like the spending so much. But if you're spending and you get something, the ikar simcha is by the kniyah. That's why it says, so when you buy it, you make the bracha. If it's not royal levisha, so then you make the bracha. It's not, the simcha's not there yet so much because you don't even have it. So then when you get it, then the first time you put it on, you'd make the bracha. So what we have so far, just a little bit, just an overview, is one chakira. The one chakira that we have is the mitzvah to live in the house that has a mezuzah, or is the mitzvah to put up the mezuzah? Well, to say it differently, is the mitzvah to do the mice of kviyas mezuzah, or to be in a situation to make sure that there's a mezuzah on your house? Nafkamina is guy. Nafkamina is when you have to make another bracha when you put it up again. Nafkamina is when whether there's how you know. Whether you need a shliach. These are all things that are hinging upon that shaila of understanding the nature of kviyas mezuzah. Yeah.
Does it matter that?
It's absolutely not, it doesn't matter because it's not true. The word mezuzah's beisecha doesn't mean your front door. It means all the doors of your house. So that's, there were places in Europe that people didn't know. And the achronim all say they're making big mistakes. They think that the mezuzah is only on the front door. Beisecha doesn't mean on the doorposts of your house at the front door. It means all the doorposts of all the rooms of your house require a mezuzah. So there is no halacha that min haTorah you only need one and min haRabbanan you need all of them. It's just a misnomer. It's a miscalculation. It's a lack of fully understanding. The halacha is you need a mezuzah on every single one of your doors. That's chayiv in mezuzah. We have to figure out which door is chayiv in mezuzah. Not all rooms are chayiv in mezuzah. That's obviously going to be part of what we're going to be discussing. And we also have to discuss, once you know that a room is chayiv in mezuzah, which side of the door do you put it on? Going in, coming out. We have to discuss that too. Walk-in closets and backyards and decks and all these different garages, storage houses, attics. We'll get into that in the next few weeks. But that's it's not correct. Yeah.
What happens if your mitzvah falls off?
If what?
If your mitzvah falls off.
I mean, just like what's it called? Just like talus. The talus falls off fully, so you should be. It's a very good question. Presumably, you'd have to make another bracha. I think the poskim say for some reason that you don't, but presumably, based on the way we're explaining it, you should have to make another bracha. You weren't planning to take it down. It falls down. You put it back up. Presumably, you would have to make another bracha. I remember seeing that maybe some of the poskim say you don't. I don't remember why, but presumably, you didn't have the das for it to come down. It fell down. Presumably, you'd have to make another bracha, just like if a talus falls off. And you can't say when you now. Nowadays, you put on your talus, you had in mind that the bracha was going on even when it fell off. When you put up your mezuzah, you didn't have in mind that that bracha is working on the assumption that even when the mezuzah falls off. That's ridiculous. And if you never put it up properly, then you didn't get the mezuzah in the first place, then you didn't do the mitzvah right in the first place, then you would have to make another bracha, because you did it wrong. People cut up a piece of scotch tape, that's not kviyas mezuzah. Kviyas mezuzah is either with nails, or with the strong double-sided tape is fine. That the Aruch HaShulchan says is not a problem. There's no difference between nails and devek. Devek is glue. You're using strong glue. Or you're using double-sided tape. That's not a problem. It's 100% appropriate. Yeah, you can't put it too deep in. You have to make sure. Yeah, most people, actually, in Bar Park they have that, I think. It's a fancy approach. It's a fancy approach. Yeah. What? Yeah, okay. Okay. Are you sure you put it up strong enough? Because I've never heard of that. So unless you put it up with nails or with double-sided. You know, sometimes if the door is not flat, we'll discuss the walk-in closet. Sometimes there's a shaila whether you, I shouldn't say like this, there's a shaila whether you can have a mezuzah on the bedroom door. Bedroom door, people are walking around it's appropriate for the bedroom. Right, but people walking in, they're not clothed. So can you have a mezuzah on the bedroom door? So the answer is, everybody has a mezuzah on the bedroom door. Yeah, it's on the outside of the door. So when you walked on the outside of the door, so when you close the door, the mezuzah is not inside the door. So that's not a problem. The problem is the walk-in closet. The walk-in closet, usually the closet opens into the closet. So you can't put the mezuzah on the inside of the closet. You have to put the mezuzah on the outside of the closet, which is open to the bedroom. So then, can your person have a mezuzah in their bedroom? We don't have one in the bed. If you have a private bathroom in your bedroom, you'd never have a mezuzah on the bathroom. It's not a makom kavod. But what about the walk-in closet? That's a big shiloh. So what some people do, again, we'll get it. We're not up to here yet. But what some people do is they take the mezuzah, they put it on the inside. Now, they can't put it on the inside of the side of the doorpost. Why? Why can't you put it on the inside of the side of the doorpost? Because you won't be able to close the door. Unless you do what the doctor's saying. No, you can drill an area inside. It's a nice idea, by the way. That's a nice idea. You can actually drill a space inside the doorpost and put the mezuzah inside so you can open and close the door.
Why is it al mezuzah, not in mezuzah?
That's true, but the Gemara already says that that's allowed. The Gemara says that, so it's a good point. Now, you can't put it too far in. Now, let me put it too far in. So it has to be sort of towards the... But you'd be, so what some people do is they put it in... It's not necessarily so correct, but they put it inside the... I'm trying to think if we have a... They'll put it over.
Here's the walk-in closet. Here's the bedroom. Hashem will forgive me. This is the bedroom, right?
So this
maybe you shouldn't have it here because people walk around and not call. It's not up for the mezuzah. So you can't have it here. Why? Because the door won't crack, right? So they put it over here. It's still on the doorpost.
But the problem is, if you put it over there, very often there's a piece of, it's not flat, there's a, like a fancy piece of molding. So then if you put the tape on, the tape's not going to connect to the whole thing, and then it could fall off. So therefore, it's not always the best way. Maybe we should be able to just leave the mezuzah in the bedroom, and it's not a problem, b'chlal. Some people are mocked with to cover the mezuzah. But they're not walking, that's hard to remember, to cover the mezuzah. You know, see, it's already covered because it has a covering. And then you put another covering on, you put a towel on it, you put a little piece of paper, something like that.
It's
a good question. That's a good question. The Chazal talk about a kisui agabi kisui in these types of situations. For Shem Hashem, because it's the mezuzah, it's Shem Hashem. For Shem Hashem, maybe you need a kisui agabi kisui. In which case, the kli is one. The kli, they're not so excited about because that's a kli that was made to hold the mezuzah. So it's not considered such a covering, even though it's a covering. So you need a covering, and then you need a covering that's not part of covering the mezuzah. So I'm saying it's a kli, but you don't call it a kisui agabi kisui if both coverings are made specifically for the mezuzah. So if you need something else, you need a towel, you need something else in order to protect the kedusha of the mezuzah. Others say you don't have to bother with this at all. You can have a mezuzah up in the bedroom. You don't have to be crazy. Chazal Hashem said, put up a mezuzah in all the rooms of your house. He didn't mean that you should go meshuggah. It's obviously 100% allowed. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. We'll see. So if you have one, don't start going crazy right now. We'll wait till we get to the sources. Yeah, some people kiss the mezuzah. Yeah, no, you definitely don't have to. You should be aware of the fact. The point of kissing the mezuzah is not because it's a mitzvah to kiss the mezuzah. The point is touching the mezuzah. The reason why you touch the mezuzah is to be aware. No, is to be aware of the fact that you're coming into a place. Hashem is here. You know, to give you that. You can break your finger. That's what I said. Don't kiss it. I tried kissing the mezuzah once that I wasn't able to kiss. I almost lost my finger. So. In Bar Park. Sure, in Lakewood Minyan, I almost lost my finger. Because, you know, they have that swinging door over there. I put my finger there, kissed the mezuzah. My chavrusa didn't know. I guess they didn't like my shot that day, but it was very painful. Thank God there was, you know, in Bar Park, you don't go far. There's like 8 Hatzalah guys. So they were right there on top of me. But it was, don't kiss it if it's not, you know. But the fact that you're thinking of kissing it, you're way ahead of the game. Because at least you're aware that there's a mezuzah there. And you have Parshas Hashem. And you're aware of Hashem's presence. That's the ikar part of the mezuzah. That's the ikar part of the mitzvah, to be aware of Hashem's presence. I want to mention one more thing before we go. And that is very, based on what the doctor just mentioned, sort of. And that is a fascinating, fascinating piece. You're going to really appreciate this, I think. From one of the former chief Sephardi rabbis, he writes as follows. The idea of checking a mezuzah, and next week already we get into placement of the mezuzah. Where exactly are we supposed to place the mezuzah? What about checking mezuzahs? The mitzvah to check mezuzah? How often? Twice every 7 years?
Yes.
Twice every 7 years. That's what the Gemara says. We'll have to see. Is that really apply nowadays? Or is it only applied to the mezuzah that's subject to difficult weather patterns? Maybe only the mezuzahs that are outside the house as opposed to the mezuzahs that are inside the house? Fine. What about checking your mezuzahs by a mekubal? Is there such an inyan? Bringing you, because Jordan was just sort of alluding to this before, these types of things. Is there an inyan to check your mezuzahs by a mekubal? You know, why? Why by a mekubal? Why not by a sofer? Check your mezuzahs by a sofer, that makes sense. You want to know if they'll love them? No. I'm checking mezuzahs because of, to see maybe they can see something. And that they help me with decisions in my life. is there such an inyan? So, look at, I want you to read this piece. I think it's from Rav Bakshi Daron, one of the former chief rabbis of Israel, writes as follows. Yehudish, listen to this unbelievable language. Page four. Yehudi, we'll read a good part of it, and then we'll take a break next week. Yehudi shechazol su'enem uchicha sheshom v'shabas v'kashas pon alev v'bakashat avdokh l'mezuzas beisah. Someone came to me. This is what the chief rabbi is writing. Someone came to me, and the person is not Shomer Shabbos, not Shomer Kashrus, but he wants me to check his mezuzahs. So I said, check your mezuzahs, go to a sofer. He tells him a nice story. He goes, no, that's not what I mean by check my mezuzahs. I know the mezuzahs are kosher. I already had them checked by a sofer, but now I want them checked by a mekubal. I just bought them. I want to know about things in the past. I want to know about maybe things that are going to happen to me in the future. Whether I should buy Apple or Google. You know, whether I should sell or buy. Whether I should leave or come. That's what I want. Kshivarti lo. A mezuzah is not an amulet that tells you secrets. A mezuzah is a mitzvah. Many people do this, and they're told things. I promise you, they're told things that happened to them. I went to a guy who checked my mezuzah. He told me I was wearing a white shirt. It's true. People doing this, I have to say my piece. Is such a thing is appropriate or not? Anytime someone gets a backache, anytime someone gets, God forbid, a bad diagnosis from a doctor, mechapis hapsul b'mezuzosav, before he does tshuva and before he's mefashim b'mezuzosav, haboy meyachom lemtzom mozul lemachom poltchim b'bedikas mezuzah tchilah b'pchinas lapesachat asrovitz kilur amelchilim taitiv says, and he starts. The first thing you do is you go to a mezuzah, to a mekubal. So he writes as follows. If you go to the second paragraph, L'or tofos hanal, based on this, what's going on, I have to mention the Rambam. What the Rambam writes: Shahayse b'zmano shahayim osifim shemos kedoshim oshemos malachim hamezuzah. Pigdei lahavir shmiris habayis v'zelah. They used to write names of malachim on the mezuzah, names of different Kabbalistic ideas. The Rambam writes this is absolutely ridiculous, and he writes as follows: Elu shekosim v'tim shemes shemos malachim oshemos kedoshim opasko chosamos hareilu bechlal mishein lo chelik l'olam haba. Someone who thinks and makes mitzvahs into a big joke, that somehow it becomes an amulet, elu hatipshim, these, how would you describe tipshim? Fools, thank you. Lo dailem shebitlu ha-mitzvah, they're ruining the mitzvah, shal osu mitzvah gedol, shu yichir Hashem, shu gedborah l'avav, so, kilu kemeo shal aras atzman, you think the whole mitzvah is just to figure out your, you know, what's going on in your own life, how to move forward. Etc. And he writes as follows. The Fnimbi Yisrael, in the olden days, in the last paragraph, when someone, there was a problem in the tzibur, when someone had a problem, he went to a Rav, and the Rav told him, you have to do tshuva. You have to give him what staka. You have to work on yourself. You have to work on your learning. You have to add a little bit of mitzvahs to your life. They used to tell people you have to do tshuva. Nowadays, everybody thinks that they go to the mezuzah and the whole thing becomes a big joke. He doesn't think that it's appropriate at all. Person wants to enhance their life. They should enhance it by learning more Torah, by doing more mitzvahs, by being involved in more chesed, not by being ridiculous and bringing mezuzahs to the mekubalim. That is not the approach of Yahadus, and you make Torah into a big plaster, into a big joke. Next week, Yirtzeh Hashem, we will continue placement of the mezuzah. Yirtzeh Hashem.